One of the road projects which have seen remarkable progress is the 1.4-kilometer Fijai-Ntankofula asphalt stretch, which is being built at a cost of about 4 million Ghana cedis. Part of it opens a five-lane to join the Fijai-Kwame Nkrumah runabout. At the Fijai intersection, two of the lanes will go to the runabout, while the two left lanes will turn left to link the Fijai-Accra road, with the middle lane linking Fijai town proper. Additionally, a dual carriage from Fijai Junction will link the main Takoradi-Accra road at Fijai. The project, which began a month ago, should be completed in 8 months' time, but with most of the drains, excavation and civil engineering works completed, which form about 60% of the enterprise completed, indications from the contractors at Sabia Engineering Limited are that it could be finished in 3 months' time. On my visit to the project site at Fijai, work was in progress but without some challenges, which if not resolved could become a stumbling block. While some owners of kiosks and other temporary structures along the road were busily removing them to pave the way for expansion works, others were up in arms against the contractors, claiming that they were originally asked to move 50 meters away, which they did, but now the contractors are asking them to move completely with just 2 days' notice given. They are therefore appealing for time. Reacting to the development, the queen of the area, Nana Fijaiba, said the contractors should have contacted her first on their decision. However, the managing director of the contracting firm, Samuel Ofori-Labi, said the aggrieved people are merely squatters and that they were given notice to move long ago. According to him, a Brazilian firm contracted by government to reconstruct the Traban-Kwame Nkrumah runabout will soon arrive to begin work on it. Mr. Ofori-Labi said it is therefore expedient that he complete the side of the project in order not to make government incur extra costs.